good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, last week, the Nifty was up around 0.6% and the beaten down mid-cap space rallied over 2%. But on Friday, it was Kotak Mahindra Bank that really kept the Bank Nifty in check. In fact, the big equity change in Kotak Mahindra Bank was the reason that we saw high gross volume figure when it comes to the cash equity markets. So, for example, the FIIs net bought around 6,300 crore rupees worth of equities in the cash market, while the DIIs, they net bought around 840 crores. Over the weekend, we have got a couple of positive news. The GST meet overhang is out of the way, and the council, as expected, has tweaked the real estate rates. So now, for the non-affordable housing, they have levied a 5% GST without ITC or the input tax credit, and for the affordable houses, the GST rate stands at 1% without ITC. So that will be in focus. Separately, as far as the global cues are concerned, US President Donald Trump announced in a series of posts that the talks with China are progressing well, and in fact, he's moving forward the March 1 deadline. He did not announce any fresh deadline as far as that is concerned, but nonetheless, a positive. Other than that, the cues that we'll track for this week, apart from the US-China trade talk, is the meeting of President Donald Trump with Kim Jong-un, that is the North Korean leader, so that will be in focus. We'll watch out for any Brexit update, as well as the update coming in from US Fed Chair Jerome Powell congressional testimony. It's the last week of the month, so we are watching out for the monthly F&O expiry, as well as the GDP data for India as well as US is expected to come this week. Crude has moved a tad bit higher. It is hovering around the $67.3 per barrel mark. Though the US equity markets ended in the green, a 9th straight weekly winning streak coming in for the Dow as well as the Nasdaq. And Asia this morning is also reacting positively to all these positive cues. And Asia is trading higher anywhere between 0.5% to 1%. And SGX Nifty suggesting an uptick of around 15 to 20 points to start of the day. In terms of the stocks to watch out for, we'll watch out for the GST-related tweaks coming in the real estate stocks. GVK has acquired 13.5% stake in the Mumbai airport business. That will be in focus. SEBI has announced Motilal Oswal and IIFL Commodities as not fit and proper to be commodity brokers. So that will be in focus. Jet Airways continues to remain in news, whereas HDFC is looking to raise around 1500 crores via NCDs. NTPC will be in focus because they have commissioned one of their operations, and a lot of reports doing rounds. First up on Reliance, it says that it is preparing to list the Reliance retail business soon, so that might keep the stock in excitement today. KKR is said to have offered around 3100 crore rupees for CCD's 20.4% stake in Mindtree. Prestige Estates is looking to sell 25% of its office assets, and for Reliance Capital, it seems that the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority is interested and they're also looking to pick up some stake in that company. So a lot of stocks to watch out for, a lot of cues lined up for the day, but looks like the start is going to be in the positive zone.